Hello there, I am a heron, you are you, and the other end of the stream is the Kaiser, and this is insert witty comment here. Kaiser, how are you doing?
Very good. Have horrible Skype quality today, though, so apologize for any skips and stutters and awkward silence.
He does, I don't.
Well, there's a major delay in our conversations. We're not pausing after every sentence, because we just say whatever we want to.
No, I can say whatever I want to, whenever I want to.
Yep. So we're not thinking about what we're saying, we're just kind of back and forth. And this is the third podcast,
we have lost the third fake podcast, because the program I use to record Kaiser's voice, for some reason, didn't have him talking. It had in like 1 second clips, and I'm not going to click and import all those.
So yes, I do want to go over some of those topics we did though, because those are kind of interesting.
I forgot what we were talking about.
I remember the major ones are nerd relationships, TV series for geeks and nerds.
Oh, yeah.
And you talked about a lot about Battle of Los Angeles.
Yeah, I'm going to reiterate what I said. Don't get me wrong. Battle of Los Angeles is a horrible film.
But if you shut your brain off for a few hours, it's wonderful.
And if you have like a humongous like mega bucket of popcorn you get from a gigantic movie theater and you took it home, you just fill it like 5 bags of popcorn, and you just sit down there with like big handfuls of popcorn shoving it into your face. It is the best movie you'll ever watch.
Well, I could watch anything if I'm doing that.
Yeah, but why not? It's The Asylum. They make awesomely horrible films. Transformers 3. I saw a review for it. It was the best out of the entire series, considering how bad the last one was.
Ooh. Yeah, that was. But Megan Fox isn't going to be in it, though, Seth.
Yes, what would you rather have, Megan Fox or a Victoria's Secret model?
Can I have two Victoria's
Secret models? Nope, just one.
What ethnicity is she?
I don't know, don't care.
Well, if she, is white, then I wouldn't mind.
Oh, you racist? You racist, bro?
I was waiting for it. Well, no, I mean, it's gonna be kind of weird if, Shia LaBeouf is going out with a black woman.
How dare you? My God. You want to know what's even creepier than you being racist towards models? I'm going into a giant tree's mouth.
Well, no, I'm not, racist or anything. But the first two, she was white, so I think it should continue on her being white.
Yeah, whatever. Continuing on. Okay, I'm not going there.
Okay, nerd TV shows. You have your favorite.
The Walking Dead. That show was amazing.
No. It's not. It's about zombies, people.
It's not just about zombies. It's about the way they have to live with the zombies.
It's about surviving the zombies.
That and the main character's best friend is sort of sleeping around with his wife. It gets really good.
That's not disturbing.
Nope, and you see it censored.
My favorite nerd TV show is Psych, which is awesome. It's about
a guy who pretends to be a psychic.
Psychic who is just awesome at being a detective.
A fake psychic who's actually considered psychic because of his super awesomeness.
He was trained from a kid to, observe everything. So he was so good that the police thought he was just a bad guy, so he had to explain how he knew everything. So he's like, I'm a psychic. And they believed him.
I found the dungeon map.
Kinda.
P.S. I'm playing Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. I will be filling you in on the awesome details.
Please.
And all its 64-bit greatness.
So, what? Oh, yeah, nerd relationships was another topic.
Which was more...
Do girls...
Yes.
Huh? Go ahead.
It was something along the lines of, whether or not... What is the whole popularity thing in reality? You have on one side the social hierarchy of, like, the jocks, and then the people who follow them, and blah, blah, blah. And how people at the top really don't have any friends. They are just people just staying together.
They have to stay together, so they maintain their cool status, but they don't really like the
people. Oh, no, there's a whole lot of backstabbing.
Yep. Whereas nerds...
Most
nerds are actually true friends and actually do stuff together and enjoy each other's company.
And sometimes get into rampant... There's also two differences. Like, men, I find, tend to deal with their problems up front and get out of the way, and then 5 seconds later, best bros.
Pretty much, especially in our undisclosed school.
It's like, you got a problem? Nope. Okay. See you at that party.
Peace. Dude, I hate you. Fight. 10 seconds later. Hey, dude, wanna go
for pizza? Oh, you mean fight? Really? We're going that far?
Well, pretty much, because that's what... In our school, we have a fight, like, every week, but it's a sissy fight.
It's like, eh!
Yeah, you'd have to see Ahara in there to enjoy
it. You don't want to see it.
There was a fight in our school. There's two kids grabbed onto each other.
They're just grabbing each other.
His hair, and then they started slapping it.
That was...
And they're ninth grade kids, so, you know, they should be able to...
That was friggin' priceless.
And you know how that fight started?
I don't care.
One kid spilt pudding and the other
spilled. Oh my god. Our school is stupid.
Yeah. Our grade at our school is known for being just the stupidest, worst grade in the history of
school. Why is this spider thing turning purple? Ow.
There's the topic of this. The title of
Why is this stupid spider turning purple?
Yep. There we go. We got that out of the way.
Yeah,
Nerd relationship with...
It actually turned out that he was charging into me and made me fall off a wall.
Haha.
Nope, I have 2.5 hearts.
Oh, 2.5.
I know, out of 3.
Just like... That's the number of our listeners.
2.5... Yeah, actually, no, it's 1 listener, because, you know, I'm sort of the half. I don't count as a person.
Yeah, we equal 1. Yeah.
It's like 2... It's like 2.5 men,
I know there are a few
but, you know...
Good topic.
Not funny.
Unless
Charlie Sheen.
And less dumb. There goes the other.
I don't think he. Oh, gold skull.
Oh yeah, we have to praise up a bunch of TV shows to get some listeners back. So I'm a fan of Prison Break, NCIS.
Who isn't?
And Prison Break, I like Prison Break. That's a good one.
Yeah, I heard you like Prison Break, so I gave you a Prison Break so you can Prison Break while you Prison Break your Prison Break.
That didn't even make sense.
It's like, yo, dog, I heard you like Mudkip, so I'll give you a Mudkip to Mudkip your Mudkips. While you Mudkip your Mudkits.
That's like the word like. Like, people just put it like everywhere and like...
Shut up!
...other, like, word. And it doesn't make sense.
I lost the stick.
Oh, man, I can't remember. Oh, yeah, nerd relationships with females, the ladies. Do girls really like hanging out with nerds, or are they just tired of the job?
Well, actually, there's always the rare specimen of the female nerd. But, of course, you can't find those on the internet, because girls don't exist on the internet.
Yeah, well, true, but...
Because, you know, every girl on the internet is actually a guy, and every kid is an FBI agent.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. But, you know, female nerds, just, you don't see them a lot. So that's why nerds are always so lonely, because they just have their little action figures and magazines and video games and movies.
Well, you see, with me, I sort of have to. That's sort of my release.
Yeah, Aaron or Aharon.
Yeah,
sorry.
You
want?
What screwed? I have
sorry,
a.
You can be a.
I have a genetic disorder that sort of screws with my legs.
Yeah, Yeah, how would you describe it? You can move around freely for now.
Let me explain it.
Exert yourself.
The process of turning my legs into my body into hardened bone. Yeah, that sort of screwed with me. Doesn't work.
Yeah. So yeah, you can ride bike and like walk around the school. You just can't sprint for
now. Yeah, I just heavy. Athletic ability is out of my reach.
That's why you rely on your looks.
Oh yes, my dashing, devilishly good looks.
Yeah, we've got some stories about Ahard's devilish good looks.
Yeah, that will never be explained ever again.
No, I have to say the Valley Fair one. I have to. I'm sorry. You can shut me off, but I have to say
I freaking hate you.
So we have a school field trip. We have a school field trip to Valley Fair when you're a freshman. So we went last week of school. I saw him. We're waiting in line for the Wild Thing. You know, just walking around. It's an amusement park.
Oh God, this
waiting
thing!
Waiting in line for the Wild Thing. The smoke girl turns around, stares.
You're telling it wrong. You always tell this thing wrong. Here's what happened. Here's what truly happened. He's a liar. But you see, what happened was we were waiting in line. I start saying like everyone looks the same in this place. One girl looks around, it's like, just like I thought she was trying to answer me. He's like, what? Like in the like what? Like angry, just really pissed off.
She was a good-looking girl. She turns around and giggles at you. And you just...
What?
Just totally...
That was awesome.
Aharon has abnormally high, almost unrealistic standards.
What, don't be an asshat to me and my friends and we're good.
Well, come on, man. You could have had some fun with it and be like, hey, how you doing, baby? Then she would have turned and slapped you, but it was still fun.
Yeah, I could have turned into Duke Nukem there.
Because you'll never see her again. Why didn't you have any fun with it, man?
I don't have fun. Fun is out of the equation.
Well, then I'm going to have to end this call, because that's pretty much the only reason
I'm doing this. Out of certain fun. But you want to know what I freaking hate this. Like I said, I'm playing through Legend of Zelda right now. Great game. People consider it to be the best game.
You're not very dedicated.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I sort of ramble. But most people consider it to be the best game of all time. I have not finished it. I am going to replay through it, and then I want to say, like, every week when we do this, I'm going to give a status update on where I am in the game and my thoughts on it so far.
Ooh. There's a reason to keep listening, right?
Yeah,
there.
Listen to me. Listen to me talk about a game.
Yeah. Now I have to think of something that I do every week.
Mind-blowing reviews.
Tell you my progress on.
Mind-blowing reviews.
Shh. What do I do every week? No results on the Pollen Stormwatch, because we've only posted, like, one of these.
Yeah, oh, I need to... Remind me to actually go onto the website and post it.
Yeah, that'd probably help, you know, if people want to listen to this. Man, we had some... the last podcast we did was the best one yet. Ahara just had computer difficulties, and it's totally gone. I love that podcast. It was the best one. Can't remember any of the topics, though. We just kind of, you know, tangents, and just kind of went on wherever we felt like it. No real topics.
Get back.
Oh, yeah, we talked about nerd exercise. Geek exercise.
No, we didn't. Ride a bike, eat an apple, you're good.
Isn't that the one? What? Ride a bike, eat an apple,
yes.
You're good. That's a hard strategy for his devilish good
looks. Actually, ride an exercise by eating a banana.
Yeah. Well, you know, some people, that's all it takes. Like, there's one guy, you know, he can eat and eat and eat, and he's skinnier than me. It's just
same
insane.
With me. Except not to that extreme.
Well, you've been kind of putting on a few pounds of heart.
I don't show it.
No, true. But I've noticed, because, you know, I'm the only one.
Okay, oh dear God. Talk about...
Or I'm the only one who pays... I didn't want to say I'm the only one who pays attention to you, because that just sounded mean. But, you know, it's true.
Oh my God, you want to know what... What, like, totally freaked me out as a kid. Like, when... Tom's... I don't know, when I was a little bit younger than you, when I first got my Nintendo 64, I think I have, like, the rare orange one that came with a Pokemon game. Ooh. But anyway,
that's
playing the very first Dungeon of Zelda, I had no idea what this game franchise was. Like, okay, this is kind of fun. It's a lot of exploring, a lot of jumping around, a lot of killing stuff. It's pretty good. I get to the first friggin' boss.
And thus, Aharon's obsession was born.
No, then comes me with letting out a blood-curdling scream. It's a giant spider.
Oh, I hate spiders. Ugh.
It looks even worse considering it's an 8 and 64 bit. It's just, oh my God.
I would rather fight like 3 big huge brutes than kill a daddy longleg. Ugh, I hate spiders.
Oh, P.S. That's me slicing at the eye of the spider.
Oh, I can hear it. He's screaming, mother
no,
help
that,
me.
That's the main character screaming, hit, hit, yeah, hit, hit, yeah.
No, that's your sister screaming, mother, please help me. What are you doing?
I just killed... Wow, really? I just killed a spider. And now it's disintegrating.
I'm gonna have nightmares. Thanks a lot.
The giant spider has like 4 legs and one humongous eye.
How does... It's not a spider if it only has 4 legs.
It's a parasitic arachnid thing. Goma.
That's a cyclops right there.
And now I just killed a tree.
Okay, you need to turn that down. That's bugging me, that creepy
music. I have it at 2 bars on my extravagant CRT.
Well, I can hear it. So
my extravagant 20-inch TV.
I'm staring at like a 2x4-inch.
A 2x... Your thing is a tiny 2x4 that has a little screen on the middle of it that says, "This is TV."
Well, no... I was talking about iPod.
Okay, you just called Apple a 2x4 technology company. Wow.
You know,
Not Dag Nabbit.
don't even know how to respond to that. I insulted.
Now listen carefully. A wicked man of the desert cast this dreadful curse upon me. And yes, I'm going to read this out loud. Speak now before you hold your mouth for the next couple minutes.
Alright.
No, I'm kidding. But, okay, what, where to go from here now? Oh, there's one major topic that I want to talk about. I mentioned to you this briefly, the Supreme Court finally struck down the violent video game law. It was the ban of violent video games to kids in California. They cut it down saying video games fall under the First Amendment protection. Freedom of speech.
Yeah. Yes. Our forefathers fought for the right to
Yes,
play
and
games.
They said that this is the guy who's the court said declared forcefully that content-based restrictions on games are unconstitutional and that parents, not government bureaucrats, have the right to decide what is appropriate for their children. You know what that means? You know that little there's a company out there that sort of makes like the thing on the back that's like rated M for mature, blood, drug reference, sexual content, strong language, and violence. That's what it's in my version of Mass Effect 2.
Yep.
That's what they think is deemed good, deems what's in the game. That is unconstitutional now. Which means...
Hey, wait, just a minute. I'm hearing my name being discussed upstairs. Just a minute. You can keep rambling
okay.
about, you know...
What...
Stuff.
The company that started just to make sure that kids couldn't play Mortal Kombat just might be struck down now. It might be gone. That's exciting. It's like, holy crap, yay. It's this is saying that this is a true form of that people, governments recognize this as a form of speech. And that's awesome. This country has no tradition of specially restricting children's access to depictions of violence. And California's claim that interactive video games present special problems is that the player participates in violent action on screen and determines its outcome is unpersuasive. That's like saying, let's say I played Grand Theft Auto 4. I could go... If I just didn't do the story, I just got off the boat and came to the United States, didn't do a single thing but drove around perfectly, that's no reason to ban a game. The whole Grand Theft Auto thing is also a big thing. It's like, for the first time in a long while, a game actually comes out and gives you the option of being quote-unquote evil. You can kill people, do drugs, have sex with prostitutes, then run them over to take your money back. And this is like the first time in a long while like a game actually let you have the option of doing this and let you be evil. If you're a smart kid and your parents told you, you know, this is real, this is fake, don't believe the fake stuff, it won't have any effect on you. It's just...
Hey, there's a break! No, stop! Can we stick a pin in this? I need to do stuff for like 20 minutes. Can you piece it together if we stop?
Yes, we are going to take a 20-minute break that will be shortened to like a song that I'll place in here.
Oh, creative! Because yeah, my mom's gonna take a shower. I need to do stuff.
Okay, just yeah. You don't need to tell us that.
Well, I'm gonna go do a secret mission for the CIA. So I'll see you in 20 minutes in the future.
Okay, we're gonna take a short break. This has been Insert Witty Common here with Aaron and the Kaiser. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Insert Witty Comment here. I'm Aaron, on the other end of the stream is the Kaiser, and we were talking about the Supreme Court finally doing justice to the whatchamacallits, the video games.
Yeah, I had to kind of put a hold on the podcast. Sorry about that, folks, but that's what the fast forward button is for.
And that's what the break was for. I hope you all enjoyed the Spanish flea. Do 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 do.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I had to work on the computer quick. That's my job. I get paid. It's all.
Mm-hmm, sure.
It is. Look at top. It's $10 an hour.
Oh my gosh, that's so much.
The wage is $7.
Hey, guess what? You didn't work for an hour.
That's what,
20 minutes.
That's, let's see, 10. That's like 3:33. I just made $3. Ha.
Huh. I hold in my hands a memory card. It's not like one of those little thin, tiny memory cards that PlayStation and Xboxes use. We are talking about a humongous memory card that you would stick into the back of your controller for the 64.
Kind of cool. Quit hyping like that. Jeesh.
No, it's me putting the memory card into it. Oh. The controller.
Sounds technical. Let's keep it in layman's terms here for the non-nerds and geeks.
Giant thing stores memory.
No, you have to do it simpler. Rectangle in not a rectangle. Make fun.
Remember fun.
I think that was, you know, the big thing in like the 80s, wasn't it? Fun.
What? Oh yeah. Now we don't have fun. We only have entertainment.
Yeah. And murder.
You know that always like makes me mad when people say like, oh, you, there's all these stalkers out there.
Well, there are.
All these people out there is like, yeah. Does that mean they're anywhere near us?
You're the one who won't use his real name.
Exactly. I'm protected. Well, actually, you're the one who uses my name.
Well, come on. Your first name. It doesn't even have to be your first name. It could be your middle name or your last name. They don't know.
My middle name could be considered a first name. Bale.
I guess I can't say that.
Yeah, that's because I'm smart enough not to use it.
My name is my first name and last name. Well, I always address people with their name whenever I'm talking, usually. Like, hey, fill-in name here, how's it going? Or, come on, fill-in name here, let's go do something.
Okay, but...
it's just my speech pattern.
Books, we haven't talked a whole lot about books. Orson Scott Card.
Dean Koontz, Ted Decker, Peter B. Jenkins.
Anything wrong with Dickens. There's nothing like a good Dickens.
Charles Dickens.
No, that's H.G. Wells. No, Charles Portis.
Wait, no, that's not... War of the Worlds isn't Dickens.
He made True Grit and Norwood.
Yeah, I was thinking of... Yeah. Uh-oh. Well,
I'm currently reading through five
awesome. I just
books that I
graded
from
the third time.
They are Wrestling by Kristen Cashore. That's a interesting book. Like, every person is, quote-unquote, graced with some skill. Like, in real life, I would be graced with technology, for the most part. I don't know barely anything, but that's a fake example. You're graced with Taekwondo. Whatever they're graced with, they are extremely good at it. This person happens to be graced with killing. The girl is graced with killing.
Yeah, kick butter.
She knows hundreds and thousands of ways to kill a person. Cleanly, effortlessly. But she doesn't want to kill. There's no point to it, she thinks.
Looks at somebody
she's the sister's niece of the king of her kingdom. So she's sort of the king's thug. It's called Graceling by Christian Cashore. It's definitely interesting. I'm also reading Pride and Prejudice.
What series is that? gonna have to look that one up.
What? What?
You know.
And zombies.
Let's all just take a moment and laugh right now.
This is what it is.
This 15-year-old.
It is a truth universally accepted, acknowledged that a zombie in possession of brains must be in want of more brains. So begins Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, an expanded edition of the beloved Jane Austen novel, featuring all new scenes of bone-crunching zombie mayhem. As our story opens, a mysterious plague has fallen upon the quiet English village of Merrington, and the dead are returning to life. Feisty heroine Elizabeth Bennet is determined to wipe out the zombie madness, but she's soon distracted by the arrival of haughty and arrogant Mr. Darcy. It's Pride and Prejudice with zombies in it.
So that's...
No, I'm reading this and like, okay, where's the next zombie? Where's the next zombie killer? And they have illustrations in here.
Thinking, oh, does she love me? Does she love me that?
What are you talking about?
My mind when I heard you say that.
And
you read it for the romance, you sissy man. Okay, we have to move on. I can't talk about
it. Well, we sort of can't get into politics because we don't know anything about politics.
Let's see. Nothing too
I don't
current
care.
To talk about.
Oh no, I know where it's at, and it's into the ground.
Mm-hmm. I don't like Obama.
Okay, hey, keep politics. Clean.
You don't care where this country is headed?
Oh. Hey, you know that little bucket I made? The one that looks like a poison
straight
mushroom?
To hell.
Yeah, I got my fushigi stuck in it.
Well, that's a place. It's not a swear word. I didn't know.
I got have a fushigi.
Is it a swear word? Yeah.
It's... Fancifully.
Yeah. Your fushigi. I had one of those.
And it's an optical illusion.
There's no trick to it. It's just rolling the ball around. Sorry,
oh,
yeah,
I have three years of my life to use on Fushigi.
It's not magic, it's just a ball that you roll along your arm. Yeah, and it takes like 3 years to do it good. That's why... Everybody should learn how to juggle, do card tricks, and
yeah, they would never say that.
Jokes.
They
well,
just
that's
wouldn't.
Just, you know, you're sitting around a coffee table, you know, what do you
no.
guys want to do? Hey, well, here's card trick, I'm like, oh, sure, or, hey, look what I can do to start juggling pineapples or something. Why not?
Yeah, punching jumping is totally safe. I'll see you when your face is hashed open.
Yeah. Normal people would, not the, you know, hey, let's go jump off a bridge. Oh,
when I can
end
this,
no, we'll put a bunch
when
of
I could possibly
there
die from a sport, I don't feel like that sport is it.
Yeah. If I can end the sport with a pair of scissors, it's not safe.
What are you talking about? You can't do that. It's like, yeah, I can. It's a rule book.
You know, chess is pretty aggressive these days.
Take this rule book and show it.
You'll
so
get your adrenaline.
That
E5 to F3.
But there's one thing for the Xbox I think you might be interested in. It's called Battle. I think Battle versus Chess.
Take this rule book and clap. Oh, okay, you win.
No, it's a chess game, but it has like fantasy and science fiction people in it. Like, they have knights and, like, literal knights and kings and all that cool stuff. But it's chess.
So people battle with chess pieces?
Sorry for the inconvenience. We're trying to bring it back up as soon as possible. Just hang in there, bro hams. Insert Woody Common here. Sorry about that. I had some.
You
could have
let me know
for a few seconds.
That was not urgent. You were chatting.
It was
me.
Urgent.
You were, oh,
but anyway.
Well, that's just
comedy effects.
Right,
don't ruin it. Anyway, where were we? I forget.
I don't know. Hopefully people weren't too into that topic. I don't know.
What was the topic anyway?
Let's try to think of something witty and fun to talk about in 10, 9, 8... Oh, I can't think.
Insert witty comment here with 100% less wit.
Let's talk about...
Insert comment here.
Your love life. Oh, okay.
I don't have one. End of story.
Yeah, I wrote a blank today. I had a few good topics the other day.
Yeah, and we could go back to you laughing at you reading on Red Zuppies.
Who wrote that book? Seriously.
Exactly.
Who said, oh, Red Prejudice would be better with zombies?
Forward. The classic group, see you all with all your zombie mayhem.
Oh my gosh, do not send it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Ultra violent zombie mayhem. You can't get more descriptive
Translate?
Than that.
It's a tarp!
Uno momento, por favor.
It's a trap!
There's this large tarp hanging over a corner of the room.
You know, there's one... You know, I want to talk about this for a little
bit. Nobody ever uses this room,
we
so...
We decided to go... You know that
door and there's
game
bunch of
I told you about a while back?
Ceiling.
Yeah, guess what? I rented it. We rented it. Xbox 360, PS3, and PC.
Yes, I've only heard about it for the past month.
And man, oh man, you know Battle of Los Angeles and how I told you to shut off your brain and just go with
it? What's it for, Xbox?
Do the same for Duke Nukem.
Is it good?
You know, just don't focus on it that much. Just sort of go, just go with the game.
Yeah.
Don't care for it, please.
I can't shut off my brain, Aaron or Haran.
The story.
There's
no story. It's a go on this line, shoot things, low, penis stroke, low.
It's my curse. No, it's the shoot 'em up game, pretty much.
Oh, troll, low. But.
The light just went out in my room. Great. Just wonderful. Ooh, what was that noise?
Playing the game?
I heard a noise.
No, I'm not playing that. You see, during that little break of yours, I decided to...
It came from your head. What was it?
Super Mario 64, and then I got... Got a few stars in that, and then I decided to go ahead and play Banjo-Kazooie, and then I got worth that, and then I played Banjo-Tooie, and then I got worth that, and then I went on the computer and played a game. How Twilight is friggin' stupid?
Well, that sounds like fun. Don't you all want to hear about that? Don't you? I don't think they do. Let's talk about something else. Okay.
Oh, huh.
No. I've never read the book, so I can't do that. Say that. Oh, what? Oh, really?
Same.
My little brother just flipped the breaker.
I was almost forced to watch the first movie. Oh my god, that movie is so stupid.
Yeah, I've never actually read a Twilight book, but... They look kind of weird from the movies, but...
We do not speak about the Alex Rider movie.
Well, you know, the Lemony Snicket book, the Series of Unfortunate Events movie, was absolutely stupid. Same with the Alex Rider movie, but the books are awful.
Yeah, it was like one of the least grossing films of all time, I think.
They threw in characters from the final book... They put it in the first movie. It was a flop. It was horrible.
But you wanted to know what...
Pretty much.
Speaking of movies...
But, you know, they didn't even match the character physical traits. They just kind of, oh, that guy
you
set
me on
like
a rampage.
Throw him in there.
Just don't go see that movie. That movie's bad. Yeah.
What have I done? Yeah,
yeah, with the teenager being the spy and murder all going around to him.
Yeah, it's pretty dumb. I love the book series because it's just kind of a...
Oh, wait,
just
don't speak about it. Don't spoil it.
Gadgets and stuff, but it's pretty good.
And guess what? I haven't read it, so you're spoiling it for me.
Shut up. He never kills anyone until the final book. Well, you know, he has to kill someone eventually.
Okay, I'm gonna...
You never will read it. You always say, oh, yeah, exactly. I'm gonna read it. Just like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna join golf next year. The past 3 years. Horrible
commitment. Nope, because you guys don't need me.
For the past 3 years that I've known you, you've always said, oh, yeah, I'm going to join Knowledge Wolf, that trivia game in school. Didn't happen.
Yeah, no, not with those stupid idiots.
Yes, we do. We have, like, 4 people on the team in a class of 52.
Who?
Well, let's see. There's me, another guy from our grade who is a very large fellow... who does not like to shower or bathe or brush his teeth and constantly slams people. Riss Riederson? Yeah, him. That's not his real name, by the way. Then there is a kid in the grade below us who's kind of fun to be around. And then there's one girl who's fun to be around.
What about Riss Riederson?
And one girl who's sound around. And another girl who's completely annoying. So, it would be nice to have somebody there that I'd actually like to talk to.
Roro!
Or hang out
whatever
with. Because outside...
Raharan and the Riser.
Yeah, that's whatever we have to say somebody's name from now on, that's how we're going to do it, the Scooby-Doo code.
It's the Riser of the Kaiser. It's the
Wizard
of Raharan.
It's the Rye of the Kaiser.
It's the Eye of the Tiger, it's the will of the fight, rising up to meet the trance of our...
And you actually know the song. That's
Yeah, because we... Also, before... Just so we don't get sued... We have to criticize the songs that we use. We've only used two songs so far, and that was Herb Albert's Spanish Flea, the song that goes... That song. Yeah, it's a pretty good song. It's fairly catchy, you know, but it's too catchy. It's one of those songs that you get jammed in your head and you don't want it to be jammed into your head.
Okay, yeah, got it.
Mm. No, we have to talk about it because due to the, whatchamacallit, I'm trying to think of its name.
So we have to, like, attribute them, right?
The Fair Use Act. In order to. We can legally use a song if we criticize it or do something with it. Criticism.
Spanish Glee! Hey! There we go.
Well, just ramble. Seriously, I want to hit an hour.
All right. You know, I'm kind of running dry on topics today. I can't even think of anything to talk about.
Well, fine.
Okay, this is a podcast. We're going for an hour, folks.
So we were originally going to
Fast forward, but I don't care.
Guess what I get to see tonight?
I went on an airsoft war, mm-hmm. and then I went to a graduation.
Pirates of the Caribbean 4.
There's an exciting life. Cars 2. Oh, I hope that's a good one. I kind of like that series. Yawn.
Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris. I have something
Chuck
crazy
Norris.
In my life that's going to happen this summer, and it's called Taekwondo Camp with the highest ranking black belt.
No, he's Chuck Wando.
So, huh? In Taekwondo. No, in Taekwondo, not karate, is he, right? But yeah, no, I want to rub that in everybody's face. Taekwondo. You know, Taekwondo means movement of hand and feet. So Chuck-quando means Chuck's hand and feet.
Yes, it would
sense.
Be an honor to get smashed in the face.
Anyway, I just wanted to throw that in your guys' faces because it's extremely awesome, and I hope he punches me in the face so that I can say I got punched in the face by the highest ranking black belt in the world. Yep, I hope he breaks something. I hope, yeah. If we're like practicing, he breaks my arm just so I can say, yeah. Hey, what happened to your arm, man? Well, you know this you know, highest ranking.
He signed your broken arm.
Or something walked up to me and just broke it randomly. Wouldn't that be just awesome to see somebody's face and be like, really? You're like, yeah. See, he signed it right there. Yep. I hope he breaks something. That's in July 30th, I think. So I'll let you guys know what happened. Stay tuned.
No, that's my zombie voice. Have you ever seen Shaun of the Dead? It's a funny movie.
And that's Aaron's Aharon's Dying
Cow. You
probably should
see it, considering zombie violence. It's right over zombie violence. Oh, I also forgot to say, I saw the King's Speech yesterday, or a couple days ago. The King's Speech.
No, somebody shot the cow.
One movie of the year. Best actor. Oh my...
Saw what?
The King's Speech is about King George, the whatever. But it's about his speech impediment.
So I'm pretty much limited to Netflix.
He stammers. No, it's really sad. And the reason why he was...
that's his title.
He stammers is just... Like, wow, really? It's really sad. Like, his like first nanny liked his brother better and abused him. Like, kept him in his room and wouldn't feed him.
Abused him.
But it's
how?
it's about his
clean.
Training with a speech person to get over his stammer so he can give a speech.
Oh, that reminds
to the
me
world about
another
World War
book
II
series that I want to recommend you.
There's no action in it. It's all about his stammer and how and him getting over his stammer. It's a really good movie.
Okay, no offense, but this sounds like the most boring movie I have ever heard of.
It has no action in it. It's about this guy trying to get over something that changed his life.
Boring movie in the world. It's about a stutter.
This was in real life. This is what happened.
Pursuit of happiness. Will Smith, that was kind of sappy.
Just
you know,
a great
guy
movie. You are
movie
doing yourself an injustice.
Still, that had a good ending. This sounds dumb.
No, well, it's not on Netflix yet.
Well, if it's not on Netflix, I probably won't watch it.
David Peltzer?
I was talking A Child Called It, the first book in the... Oh, what's his name? Who's the author of that? Arn. Yeah, David Peltzer.
A lot of people did that.
Yeah, that's an amazing book.
A lot of people wrote it on
this
that.
This kid who was abused as a child and goes through his life. I actually wrote my MCA essay on him. One other person did. Her name was Rabbi.
We got another 7 minutes.
Scooby-Doo code. Nobody will ever guess the real name. How close are we to an hour? Because I'm thinking I have to go pretty soon. Okay, push through to the end. I'll lock the door. That's the sound of me locking the door.
Why? Yeah, same here.
Clothing, yes, it's very interesting.
Yes, get a suit.
Well, I was thinking, so when I was a kid, I always wanted to be that guy who wore a suit every day.
That's classic. It's plain and simple.
Well, that's what I'm getting to. Like, nobody
fancy
wears it. It's all, you know, blue jeans and a button shirt.
No, it's an American culture where you have to wear barely anything.
Just suits is what I want to know.
I got a shirt
is it just
the other day.
The American culture.
Best
or
shirt ever.
We don't have to anymore? Or is it just, you know, no one wants to?
I support the right to arm bears.
Well, depends on your job description.
I support the right to arm bears.
What was the...
That's like saying I support the right to I support the end of the world.
I support the right to arm bears.
That's what saying I support the right to bear arm bears is. And has a bear with a gun.
I support the end of the world. That's kind of sad.
No, bears know how to do a lot of things. Yeah. They know how to end the world.
The bear wouldn't even know how to use the gun. It just bite it. Claw at it. They don't know how to shoot, much less aim.
Hey, you want to know what?
I don't
hey,
guess
what?
Bears will be the cause of the end of the world, Aaron.
Just because of you, I'm going to be so happy when my...
There's our prophecy.
When I'm underground in my secret bunker, waiting out the end of the world because of what? When parachute bears come in with guns. I will laugh.
You will laugh. Alright. You can laugh at me if bears end the world and you still survive. Except you'll be the last man on Earth.
You will keep using a horn until the end of the world.
But you can go ahead and laugh, Aharon.
Which will be by 2012 by bears.
Now, can I just drop the Aharon? People know your real name already. I've said it like 8 times.
Turtles have the power.
Which will be in... No. If anything, the world will end by chickens and turtles. Because, you know, the turtles have the defense, and the chickens have the, you know, the numbers.
Two, three.
I think an hour is too long. This is getting really boring.
Just deal with it, my God.
Don't listen anymore. It's just boring from here on end.
You whiner.
How many more minutes do we have? This is
I don't care.
Too long.
Next week,
I don't talk this much in real life.
What I like to do is wait until like the day before we record, which we have decided will be on Mondays.
Let's set some topics for next week.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't have anything for that.
I want to set one topic right now, and that is life experiences when you have almost died or majorly injured yourself. Life experiences when you scared yourself to the point of crying.
You're about to scare yourself to death?
You've never been awake.
I have one thing in mind.
It was the boogeyman. You've never had any of those. Yeah, just.
We're human.
Doesn't have to be long. Just like 20 seconds. Just a story. All right, save it. People need to connect.
I didn't know we were human.
This will give us that human down home feeling. Instead of just voices on the box.
No, I am not playing Zelda.
Are you playing Zelda? Oh.
Okay. Yeah, it's just about an hour.
You're playing Zelda, aren't you? I'm not even listening. Oh. I must depart. I hope this is an hour, because I'm about to sign off.
I have been a Herod, and
it's
we
too
have
long.
Been 1 hour.
I say we have to cut it down to half hour, 45 minutes from now on.
Okay, what?
Unless we have really interesting stuff.
Mm.
But I must
he
sign
wants
off.
You to stop
this has been the Kaiser.
And beeping your Canadian name as well. I have no catchphrase. That's my catchphrase. I have no catchphrase.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see you
Go
next time.
Be fantastic.
And later.